the person who gets the most done has the least excuses.
Welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show, where we'll be discussing leadership, business, human potential, inspiring you to live rich from the inside out. Unlock your creativity, stretch out of your comfort zone, break through your barriers, take inspired action, and achieve epic results. Now here's your host, three-time best-selling author, speaker, and certified executive coach, Deborah Kozowski.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Millionaire Woman Show. I'm your host, Deborah Kozowski. I'm excited to join you here today. It feels like almost a lifetime ago that we did a solo episode, and I'm really excited just to have this time with you, to myself. So today I wanted to talk to you about leveling up through challenges. It was a topic of a conversation in a coaching program that I'm even in myself as I elevate and expand my coaching potential. But it really got me thinking about how do we level up through challenge? And when we think about challenges, sometimes, and I've talked about this before, is that sometimes we are moving into a challenge and we see it coming and we're not sure how we're going to do. We might put up a lot of resistance, start questioning and moving into an imposter syndrome, wondering if we are capable or we're going to be found out for that matter. So I want to reinforce to you today that as you look at challenges, I want you to think of it as a kaleidoscope in which you are continually shifting your perspective and putting into clear view of beautiful pictures of what that might look like. So one of the things when we're thinking about challenging ourselves and moving into a challenge is what can we find out about the challenges before us? Can we do some investigation? Are there people we can talk to? Are there resources that we need to learn about? Then I also want you to think about when you choose your own challenges. So when I was running a marathon and a half marathon or doing triathlon, I was rising to my own challenge of what I wanted for myself. And for many of you, it can come in the form of a bucket list item, something that you wanted to do and explore. And challenging yourself to do new things. You know, when we think about the opportunities around us and the possibilities that exist, they're limitless when you're really thinking about it. There's from learning different languages to doing different hobbies to, you know, taking on different careers. We could never fit it all into our lifetime. But when you're thinking about the challenges that you want to choose for yourself, choose the things that you are intrigued by, you want to learn more about, what you want to discover and explore. And then you'll be easily rising to that challenge because you made that challenge by choice. Then there might be other challenges that you already find yourself in and you're like, Deb, what the heck? I don't know what to do with this challenge. First of all, take a step back. Think about this challenge and take a deep breath in and ask yourself, what is it that I need to learn in the midst of this challenge? What do I need to understand about the situation? We get so emotionally invested in it right away from the get-go. And sometimes what we need to do is just take a step back, collect some of the facts, collect the possibilities, the options. What is it that we truly want to happen and stay focused on that intention versus getting caught in a wild goose chase of all the places that we could go with having this emotionally charged body and thinking, oh my gosh, if I just take a breath for a moment and think about what is the intention, what outcome do I desire from this situation? That we can just kind of have this moment of regroup and being able to connect to the challenge in a way that will help you grow in character, grow in consciousness and really have you up-level yourself to the degree that you see yourself to be. So as you do this, I want you to think about who you are in the process. Who are you becoming through this challenge? Because here's the one thing that I know. When you have new awareness, it brings you to a higher level of yourself. And you're thinking, well, what are you talking about? So what I want to impress upon you is, you know, when you have those aha moments, those eureka moments, it's suddenly you have a new action to take or a new insight that helps you really think about what is it that I'm going to do next. That alone is something that takes you to a higher level. Being able to capture those moments of insight. And the reason I bring this one up, because awareness is key. It is the driver of all change. It is the driver of all action, is knowing that when you have self-awareness, there is no turning back. It is kind of this implied change because you know that it's going to make you better. It's going to help you grow and step into that version of yourself that you have been seeing yourself as. But sometimes you might be stepping out of the spotlight or not wanting to showcase that part of yourself. And in fact, the world has been waiting for. So with this new awareness, I want you to think about the truth that you've gained about yourself. And sometimes an awareness is not as pretty as we thought it would be. Maybe we are doing something wrong or there was a mistake. And I like to impress upon you that there is no mistakes. There's no failures. There is learning opportunities to shift your focus and moving away from a guilt and shame mentality to say, what is it that I'm going to learn from this situation that will make me better, make me show up differently in a new way that I didn't have before? And that's when we can go back to living in our previous excuses or go back to old tendencies that didn't serve us. Or you take that awareness and you make a change that elevates you to that new level. So it's really important to know that sometimes it's just a matter of shifting, and how you show up really changes how the results that you're getting. So one of the things that I've taken with me into 2024 is getting excited about the new people that I'm going to meet in my life. And you know, when it came to that New Year's resolution time, like I don't believe in New Year's resolutions, but I was listening to a lot of reels and videos. And the one that stood out for me the most was people getting excited about the new people that they were going to enter their lives and the new opportunities or the extension of the people that they get to meet through individuals. That what are the new lessons that you're going to learn this year? And I really want you to think that, you know, these people that you meet, they have fears and they're involved in conquering their challenges as well. And we will resonate and akin to these people because they are going through challenges just like we are. So none of us are without challenge. But when you're with a group of people who are longing to grow and evolve, it is so natural for you to do the same. With starting with that awareness and thinking about the people you surround yourself with, this is what elevates you. You can change any day into showing up as a better version from yourself by not running away from fears. And often we're running away from the things we need to do most. That's what resistance is. And when we want to run away, it's because we're scared of the effort it might take. We're scared we might fail. We're scared we might succeed. We might embarrass ourselves. We're scared of judgment. And when I think about leveling up, I think about being an instrument and being able to do meaningful work that matters to the people around me. So I want to challenge you, no pun intended, because we're talking about leveling up. It's really about asking yourself, doing some self-reflection on who is it that you want to be? Who is it that you still need to become? And are you willing to have agreements for yourself and others in which you are ready to elevate yourself? What are going to be some of your non-negotiables that you must do? What are values that are you're not willing to compromise? What is the character and qualities you want people to identify you with? Are you living your core values? And are you looking for the good in your challenges, even when you feel like you've fallen flat on your face? When you're leveling up, ask yourself, do I want to just survive or do I want to thrive? You know, I've shared on the podcast, you know, throughout my journey in the past 2 years with a diagnosis that's rare and doesn't seem to have a cure, you know, that leveling up has meant so much more for me in a different way. It is taking the challenge in front of me, finding the gifts, and knowing that despite my occasional self-consciousness, that the message is more important than, you know, what my eyes might be doing at any time, because I don't have control over it. But what I do have control over is sympathy versus empathy, vulnerability, transparency, because it would be easy to isolate and hide. But I don't feel that that's true leadership. True leadership is being able to walk alongside people, even in our darkest moments. True leadership is being able to serve those around you and being open to the opportunity to be served. True leadership is really about facing challenges together, because together we're stronger. And I know with the team and individuals that have reached out to me or support systems that I have, that the challenges I face are so much easier because I've decided not to hide, not to run away from the fears, and to walk alongside the people that I want to work with and serve. And that's why when I think about coaching, when I think about facilitation, when I think about helping leaders grow and step into their mission in life, that's what it's about. That we have this commitment to each other to do meaningful work that matters. And to stay in that place of curiosity of what's possible. What can we create and collaborate with together to have this amazing life, have amazing organizations and businesses that know that we have a standard for ourselves, that we're not waiting till tomorrow. We ask ourselves, if not now, when? When is it that you will challenge yourself by making a choice to choose your challenge? When is it will you stop running away from the challenges you face? And when is it will you embrace the resistance and ask and learn the lesson? The one thing that I know for sure is that we can hold space for each other to explore these conversations and come to a new awareness and explore future possibilities. So as you turn the kaleidoscope that I spoke to you about earlier, it is really about rising to the challenge and knowing that anything is possible for yourself. Whether you have an adversity that you're in right now, it might be a challenge, but it could be a simple shift in perspective, a simple shift in habit, and it can start with how you see yourself. As a coach, I hold that space for you for having that inner knowing that transcends everything you know about yourself. And you have the answers. My job is often to ask the questions that bring that to the surface. And I just want to thank all of you who listen to the Millionaire Woman Show and grab the insights from the guests that we have on the show. But not only that, or listening to the solo episodes and reaching out and telling me how they've had an impact on your life, I know that the message is so important. And together, we are going to be doing meaningful work in this lifetime. So step into your challenges, choose your challenges. And if you're coming out of the challenge, give yourself grace, for you have now become a new version of yourself. A better version is my hope, that you are taking with you lessons that you can now share stories that will empower others to move through their challenges with ease and grace. And again, just from the deepest bottom of my heart, gratitude. I am grateful for every single one of you for listening to the Millionaire Woman Show, sharing the messages, sharing the episodes with other people, because together we are going to make this world a better place. Thank you, everyone. You can also pop over to my website at www.deborahkosowski.com. You get your free PDF of Reset Your Mindset. Whenever you feel like you're off track, you can grab a listen to one of the episodes, or you could grab this document just to get your mind back in the space of growing, learning, being curious, and really stepping into that better version of yourself. Again, that's www.deborahkosowski.com. And as always, as Mahatma Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world, and go out and make today great.